Over the course of the last couple of weeks, our markets have been reacting to market headline news. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. That has really been the case, and with that in mind, then you start looking at risk, and with risk, there's uncertainty. John Dick is with Swenson Investments and Commodities based out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Yeah, it's definitely been a volatile market here. I know we always talk about risk versus uncertainty. Obviously, potential changes in policies in Washington, changes potentially in the border, definitely hitting the feeders probably the hardest. You know, some speculation on border reopenings, stuff like that. But regardless, it's obviously, more than likely based on the opening scared some of the speculative trade out. Obviously good when you're pushing the market up.
But then when the markets turn around and go lower, then what?
And now that they've kind of let go, I would say, of a few things, we're not 100% sure based on we don't have those commitment of traders report. You know, so we've seen a pretty hard fall off in some of these contracts. We're looking at pretty serious losses, $60 in that November, in the feeders, but kind of to an area of what I would call good support or a break support. Fat cattle have held up, I would say, just a little bit better. Kind of another area where we've kind of found some support. Cash has kind of trailed off, but I wouldn't say is fallen out of bed completely yet. So demand is kind of still the same as it was before. Supply is still good.
And how have the hog markets been reacting?
Yeah, it's been kind of a liquidation a little bit. Not quite the same as cattle where you've got these massive volatile days, but just kind of a slow grind lower. You know, the chart kind of broke here a couple weeks ago, and it's just been a slow grind lower. And once they start liquidating, it can be kind of a slow grind or even an explosion lower sometimes.
Some factors behind our markets. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.